Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Inspecting the damage, Zika funding. I'm Elliot Francis. In just a few hours, President Obama heads south to survey the damage caused by flooding in Louisiana. Correspondent Bob Costantini tells more.
In the face of mounting criticism, President Obama will go to Louisiana for a first-hand look at recovery efforts. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards told CNN Sunday he did not want emergency personnel to have to deal with a presidential visit last week.
I asked them to let us get out of the response mode where we were still conducting searches of houses, we were still making rescues.
Edwards did offer some praise for Donald Trump's visit Friday as perhaps helping keep the spotlight on the devastation and loss of life. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Florida's health department is giving another $5 million to Miami-Dade County to assist in the battle against Zika. However, Congress has not yet approved emergency funding for the disease. Miami has two Zika zones with 37 cases of the virus contracted through local transmission. I'm Elliot Francis. The investigation into the deadly gator attack at Disney's Florida resort in June is about to end. Mark Chase has the latest.
The report says the gator acted in a predatory manner and that two-year-old Lane Thomas Graves did nothing to provoke the reptile. The report says the gator grabbed the boy when he bent down and that the boy's father tried to pry open the gator's mouth, but the animal broke away. The report also says a man alerted staff members 45 minutes prior to the attack and was on his way down to warn families when he heard a woman scream. Trappers have killed six gators capable of the attack, but were unable to make a positive DNA match. Officials are confident, though, that the deadly gator was among them. I'm Mark Chase.
Melania Trump is threatening to sue nearly a dozen news outlets for defamation. The attorney for Donald Trump's wife is targeting Politico, Britain's Daily Mail, and at least eight other news outlets, reporting that the former model worked as an escort in the 1990s. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Do you remember where you were 5 years ago today? Well, a lot of us were sent into a panic as a magnitude 5.8 earthquake shook the region that day.
That rumbling started to get more intense, and the light started to flicker. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is serious.
Former WMAL reporter Stephen Portnoy reporting what many of us thought that day. We don't get earthquakes on the East Coast.
It was a game changer as far as understanding earthquakes in the eastern U.S.
Wright Horton with the U.S. Geological Survey says they know all there is to know about the California-type earthquakes, but these...
We don't really have a handle on how often we can have an earthquake of this magnitude or larger.
There's evidence, he says, that there were two other earthquakes around here of that size in the last 5,000 years.
It's sort of a wake-up call that we do need to be prepared.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Trucks were out last night spraying for mosquitoes in parts of Silver Spring and Gaithersburg. The Maryland Department of Agriculture expanded its mosquito control services due to concerns about mosquito-borne illnesses, including the Zika virus and West Nile virus. Crews sprayed insecticide in the Wheaton area of Kensington and the Old Town area, Gaithersburg. It's the first day of school in Prince George's County, but as the day begins, some 6,000 students in the system have yet to get their required vaccinations, says school spokeswoman Raven Hill.
Our policy is no shots, no school. Students who have not been immunized will not be allowed to start classes.
She says the school system began notifying parents last fall about the immunization requirements, and the county has held several clinics for kids to get their shots. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,529, the NASDAQ at 5241. Sports, the Orioles topped the Nationals in their first of their four-game series. Steven Strasburg is now on the disabled list with soreness in his right elbow. And Redskins coach Jay Gruden says he hopes to have the injured Matt Jones back by the regular season opener September 12th. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Interstate 95 in the Fredericksburg area. Overnight crash investigation and cleanup continues, but you get by using one lane. Northbound on I-95 before you get to Route 3 again in Fredericksburg. And the delays slow as you make the approach narrow down to one lane. Now, beyond that, if you're joining on anywhere from 317 Stafford and heading up to the Beltway, lanes are open, no problems, 395 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Overnight construction, Beltway, Maryland, inner loop right as you come around from 270 toward Old Georgetown Road. Looks like they're wrapping up. Not seeing any delay, but just keep alert. If you're heading north, say from River Road on that stretch of the Beltway, you'll still see some construction crews out and about. On 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, nice quiet start. No problems, bridges getting into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure sliding east, eventually hotter weather coming back, but it looks like a day, maybe another day tomorrow, where we're going to see low humidity and comfortable temperatures. 85 today, some clouds at times, otherwise blue sky. Tonight clear, 67. Clouds and sun tomorrow with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Leesburg, 57 in Rockville, 69 degrees in Washington. A longtime Clinton loyalist says people will die if the Clinton Foundation is forced to close. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. So glad you're with us this morning. Time to get up and get some coffee and get started. While you're doing all that, you know, just stay tuned, because over the course of the next 4 hours, we'll give you everything you need to know to go out and seize the day. Coming up at 6:35, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch will join us. There is a plethora of information and news stories about Clinton emails, and Tom Fitton is right in the middle of all that. He'll join us at 6:35. At 8:05, David Meeks from USA Today. Hey, you know what? Some of what we heard about the Olympic swimmers who got into trouble in Rio turned out to be wrong, and he was one of the reporters who uncovered this. At 8:05, David Meeks will join us. 8:35. Dr. Stephen Farnsworth on Governor McAuliffe's decision to restore voting rights to felons. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we're working with a lot of people in the Hispanic community to try and come up with an answer.
So you're not flip-flopping?
No, I'm not flip-flopping. We want to come up with a really fair but firm answer. It has to be very firm.
Real quick.
We want to come up with something fair.
Something fair but firm. That's Donald Trump saying, no, I'm not flip-flopping on my proposals from day one in my campaign that would see the deportation of at least 11 million, if not more, illegal immigrants and aliens in this country back to their own country. I'm not flip-flopping. I'm just coming up with a solution that is really fair but firm. But they don't have that answer yet. I mean, they should, but they don't. I thought they did. It was on their website all through primaries. And God knows when other candidates came up with their plan, they got pilloried by the Trump campaign and by Mr. Trump himself for flip-flopping and being soft on amnesty. But now they're trying to come up with that answer. It needs to be fair. It needs to be firm. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do here. You know, we're kind of informal advisors to the Trump campaign. Let's face it. We talk about these issues every day. You are very well versed in these issues. You have strong opinions. And in my opinion, you have pretty winning opinions on these things. So if you were advising the Trump campaign right now on their immigration policy, and you know that part of the problem that they need to solve is what do you do with these 11 million people who are in the country illegally and have been in this country illegally, some of them working, some of them going to school, some of them living off of federal assistance. What do you do with them? It's got to be firm and it's got to be fair. 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I had Mark Krikorian. Now he is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. I thought, well, he would have a good idea on this, right? Let's talk it through. So I had him on, and I asked him first, what's going on here with the Trump campaign? Because we thought of all the issues that they stood firm on, this was one of them. I asked him, what's going on?
What my guess is what's happening is he's moving from his initial off-the-cuff kind of gut reaction that, you know, there's too many illegal aliens here and they need to leave, to moving toward an actual substantive policy that can be implemented. Because, you know, we weren't going to be deporting all 12 million illegal immigrants. No restrictionist thinker has ever even suggested that. That's just kind of Trump. It's sort of like, you know, your crotchety uncle at the Thanksgiving dinner tables griping about stuff. But that's not a policy. That's kind of a starting point. And then you have to work up an actual policy that you could actually implement, which in this case would be, you know, better enforcement, increase deportations, make it, prevent illegals from getting jobs, this kind of stuff that will lead to a shrinkage of the illegal population over a period of a few years.
Yeah, forgive me, Mark, and I get it. I hear what you're saying, and that makes sounds all logical. That's not how he won the Republican nomination.
No, it's not.
In fact, he was merciless with senators and other candidates who have been pretty good on immigration, most specifically Ted Cruz, who, you know, Donald Trump making it sound like he had sponsored the amnesty plan in the Senate. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but how can this be characterized then, if you're correct in what he's doing, as anything but a rollback from his position in the primaries?
Yeah, we'll have to see what his actual, in other words, it's not clear what he's rolled back one way or the other. I mean, the speech he was supposed to be giving in Denver on Thursday has been postponed, although I understand now that tomorrow he's going to be at a kind of town hall thing on the Sean Hannity show.
Okay.
And we'll be addressing the issue then. So, we'll see.
Let's take Trump out of it. I mean, you're the executive director of Center for Immigration Studies, and probably you would agree that one of the toughest issues with regard to this, with regard to illegal immigration, is what do you do with the people who are here? It's only tough because of you're dealing with human beings here. It's not. It's pretty logical in my mind. They broke the law. They're here, still here. Every day they continue to break the law. They should go back to where they came from. But you can't say that if you're a politician. Is that the problem here?
Well, no, actually, if you're a politician, the answer needs to be, I'm not even going to respond to that question, because we can't even start thinking about that until we fix the problem that created a population of 11 or 12 million illegals. In other words, we're not going to debate about how we bail out the boat until we plug the hole that's causing the problem.
But okay, but as a radio host who likes to call, you know, throw the yellow flag whenever I hear a politician who's dodging a question, I would have to do that, because guess what? You may not want to answer that question. You may not want, you know, then I'm saying you're the pretend politician here, Mark.
Sure.
You may not want to answer that question, or you may say you choose not to answer it, but there are 11 million human beings who are hearing this message, who are watching this election, and it's going to affect them. And there are a lot of people who care about those 11 million people, so you need to let us know what you're going to do. So let's imagine you build your wall. Let's imagine you and again, I'm just talking to Donald Trump here. You're going to channel him for me. Let's imagine everything goes the way you want it to. Now it's the day where you have to figure out what to do with all these people. What do you do?
What I would do, and this is, I mean, I've written about this over the years, so this isn't, news. What I would do, first of all, is, like you said, the enforcement stuff has to be in place. And it's not just a wall, it's a verification system online, so that once you hire somebody, you can actually check whether they're legal or not. Various things in place like that. Then what you do is you look at the illegal population, which by that time will have shrunk, because enforcement will shrink the illegal population, and you say, okay, now the deal is, and this is just me, I'm not channeling Trump now, now the deal is we amnesty most of the people who are left in exchange for deep permanent cuts in future legal immigration, because legal immigration is too high, and the deal there, political deal, is the people who are already here, who aren't criminals, other than the immigration stuff, and are still here, they get to stay. Quick, rip off the Band-Aid amnesty in exchange for getting rid of family reunification visas, getting rid of the visa lottery, cutting our immigration system back to something much more modest and manageable, rather than the 1 million-plus people that we let in legally every year.
And that may not be a bad place to end up, but that's at the end of a long process, an end of a negotiation. Certainly nothing that a candidate should be conceding to right now before they have to.
Yeah, I don't disagree, which is why I'm the think tank person and not running for office. Frankly, you know, if I were taller, thinner, and better looking, maybe I wouldn't run for office and I wouldn't have this conversation with you, but I'm not.
So. All right, Mark McGrane, I think you've got a face for politics.
I got a face for radio, I'm afraid.
You and me both, my friend. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for shedding a little light on this. It is vexing to...
All right, well, that's what happened yesterday on your commute home. But that is the question at hand here, and it seems to be something that Donald Trump and his campaign is wrestling with, so maybe we can help him out. What do you do with the 11 million illegal immigrants and aliens? That's the number they keep throwing out. How do you get them back there? Trump says it needs to be something fair and firm. Give us a call and give us your ideas. We have some ideas. 888-630-9625. Now it's 515. WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten, right there where she belongs in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hey, James.
And behaving. All right, here we go. Good start on 66, Greenway Toll Road, Virginia on 95. Accident from several hours ago. Still investigation and cleanup continues, but you do get by. In fact, they have an additional lane, two lanes getting by in Fredericksburg, northbound 95 at Route 3 if you're traveling in that stretch, and the exit to Route 3 eastbound still blocked. But again, we're getting additional lanes open, so they are making progress. If you're joining anywhere on 95, say north of or coming on from Route 3, 17 and beyond, heading north, all lanes are open for you. No problems, Maryland Beltway. In fact, the overnight road where it looks like it's wrapped up interloop near 270. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got some clouds this morning, but then giving way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon, high around 85 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 67. 67 overnight low. I like that. Tomorrow, some clouds and sun, high of 88 degrees. All in all, pleasant days here Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, so enjoy it. Right now, it's 69 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 517 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Will that plan include a deportation force, the kind that you just heard in that soundbite and that he talked about during the Republican primaries?
To be determined.
Those three words, to be determined, from campaign manager Kellyanne Conway, sort of set the ball in motion this week for a little bit of turmoil in the Trump campaign over the specifics of their immigration plan. By the way, they had a speech scheduled for Colorado this Thursday where they were going to lay out a lot more details of the immigration plan. That speech now temporarily and indefinitely postponed.
Wow. I like the idea of firm but fair, but I think that it comes down to what is firm and what do you decide is fair. Look, here, I hope he doesn't back away from the decision to tighten up the borders and to build the wall, because I think a lot of good can be done right away just by telling the people at Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol, hey, do your job instead of looking the other way, which is what the Obama administration has them doing right now. You know, these guys are being asked to go out there and do their job every day and basically walk away from the oath that they took. And I say, you know, let those guys do their job. That'd be the first thing that I would say. Second, I don't want anybody getting a cut in line because they came to this country illegally. We often, you know, everybody says you can't call them illegal aliens, but they are. They are from other countries, and they came here illegally, and we ought to not give them a leg up and give them a place in line ahead of those who have tried to do it the right way. I mean, just basic fairness dictates that you don't do that. And then I think basically if you want to become a citizen of this country, I don't have any problem with being told to people, look, you got to go back. At least one day you got to go back, and you got to come back through the border in the proper way and begin the process in the proper way. And we'll give you that opportunity, but you got to go back. So we get a chance to look at each and every person coming through that line and saying, okay, you know, I'm sorry, but you have a criminal past and we're not going to let you in. Mm-hmm. But if you are a good citizen and you've tried to live your life right and you just need to, you know, you want to come to the United States and you've been here for a long time and you've done nothing really wrong to find a fault with with our legal system, then okay, we're going to let you now start the process over again. So that's what I would do, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they take it.
Let's start with Steve in Manassas. Steve, you are on WMAL. Good morning, Steve.
Thanks, Larry and Brian. I really love your show, listening to it on the way to work. But
what I wanted to say was, I think Ted Cruz said we want to secure our borders, and I agree with that. I like that terminology. I don't care whether you build a wall. I don't care whether you put 100,000 soldiers on the Mexican border. Just secure the borders. That means East Coast, West Coast, Canadian border, and Mexican border. But what I would say is give all illegal immigrants a year. You become a citizen within a year, or you go home.
What, they get 1 year to become a citizen. Well, what about all of the people who are waiting back home who are actually doing it the legal way? Why should the people who broke the law get a head start?
Well, I have a struggle with this, too.
Yeah.
Many people call it amnesty. But I think if you are taking off of Trump's statement of fair and firm, then we've got to come up with some kind of system.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. We do. You know, here's my thing. My problem is they're getting rewarded with citizenship, so that means they get the vote and they get access to all of the federal benefits. Here's what I say. You want to stay here? Okay, as long as you haven't broken the law and you've got a job, you can stay here, but you will never be a citizen. You will never get the vote. You will never get all of the federal benefits and the handouts that come along with being a citizen. Now, if you want all that stuff, go home and do it the right way. How about Tom in Maryland? Thanks for the call, Steve. We want to get to more, though. Tom in Maryland, you're next up on WMAL. Go, Tom.
Hi. Yeah, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to register them. Give them a chance to step forward, admit they're here illegally, and get them registered. And then you can find the ones who have not registered using Visa and all the other standard methods that the powers that be, the our police state, have, and deport them. And then the ones who have registered, you can determine whether they're excessively using government benefits, whether they have a job, whether they have a criminal record, and then you can decide a policy, informed policy, on who you want to keep and who you want removed.
On a case-by-case basis.
Exactly.
All right, Tom, thanks. Well, listen, if Terry McAuliffe can figure out a case-by-case basis on 200,000 felons in, you know, the blink of an eye, I would. Have you ever seen a federal or any kind of government office operate that efficiently than Terry McAuliffe's felon registration process?
I mean, he must be staying up nights just going through those files.
Listen,
I mean, he must not be getting any sleep. I'm worried about the
government. When they're motivated, they can get it done. So maybe we can process all the 11 million one by one as well. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. It's 522 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
It's 525. Now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not so bad here. Off to a good start. Quiet 50 out of Annapolis Bowie. Extending inside the Beltway if you're going on to New York or Kenilworth Avenue. No issues. 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway looks good. Just a little bit of volume right now forming as you come off of 70 to get past the Monocacy. So keep alert as you make that merge off of 70 to 270. Virginia, where we have the slowest stretches in the Fredericksburg area due to an earlier crash. Still cleanup continues. Two lanes get by, though. Northbound I-95 at Route 3 Fredericksburg. And as you come up to the exit for Route 3, the eastbound side exit still remains blocked. A little bit of volume beyond in Stafford toward Aquia starting to form. I'm a little suspicious. Yep, I'm getting a report of a crash. Northbound 95, just north of 610 in Aquia. So north of 610, all of a sudden quickly bunching up with a crash just reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather continuing now. Dry today with a few clouds around. High pressure in, sun's out. Mild morning, but humidity staying in check. 85 later. Overnight tonight, 67 and clear. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 degrees. It's 526 on WMAL, and we're talking about the Donald Trump campaign right now wrestling with their immigration policy. They've canceled their scheduled speech for this Thursday in Colorado, and they've been sending mixed messages about what exactly will happen, specifically with the 11 million people who are in this country already illegally. And we're asking you to, give the campaign some advice.
What's fair and firm?
It is. Can I just once again just reflect on the fact that it is amazing that we are having this conversation right now in the end of August after what we saw in the primary process when specifically Ted Cruz, and I've been open about this, he's the guy I voted for. Ted Cruz, who was probably one of the most stalwart defenders of our immigration policies and actually being tough on immigration. He was called, being soft on amnesty by the Trump campaign because of a legislative maneuver that he tried to stop the amnesty plan.
Right.
And now we're having this conversation. Keith in Winchester, real fast. Keith, here on WMAL.
Hey, Keith. Good morning.
Well, gentlemen, if you want firm and fair, let's talk about fair for the taxpayers as well. Make a simple plan. Not one taxpayer dollar may be spent for an illegal alien. Period. Full stop.
And I'm guessing, Keith, I agree, and I think that that in a big way will stop much of the flow. No federal funds and subsidies, and no vote ever, unless you go back and do it the right way.
It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Register now for 9:30 Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 9:30 Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930gov.com. Go to 930gov.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
Not feeling well? Undiagnosed symptoms? Something just doesn't feel right? It's probably not in your head. Dozens of people who've been worried and feel just like you do have had a virtual physical and uncovered the reason behind their symptoms. The 10-minute procedure revealed the inside story, ranging from perfect health, some in need of minor procedures, and some have literally saved lives. Be your own health advocate and schedule now at virtualphysical.com.
New emails from Hillary Clinton servers uncovered, 15,000 in fact, plus who's been leaving phone messages for Clinton's top aides while she was at the State Department, and did Huma Abedin give special access to foreign leaders through the Clinton Foundation? Keep it right here, because the groove is in the heart on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is calling for a special prosecutor to investigate the ties between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, and is demanding that the foundation be shut down.
Pay the Clinton Foundation huge sums of money and throw in some big speaking fees for Bill Clinton, and you got to play. The amounts involved, the favors done, and the significant number of times it was done require an expedited investigation by a special prosecutor immediately.
Now, Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live last night responding to claims that she is in poor health.
Back in October, the National Enquirer said I would be dead in 6 months.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so with every breath I take, I feel like it's a...
You have a new lease on life.
Yeah, a new lease on life. I don't know why they are saying this.
She says the reports of her failing health are, quote, part of the wacky strategy of the GOP and Donald Trump. Today's the fifth anniversary of that magnitude 5.8 earthquake with an epicenter about 100 miles south of Washington. At the National Cathedral, spokesman Kevin Ekstrom says,
"We had about $34 million in damage from the quake. We were probably the most heavily damaged structure in Washington."
He says restoration is still going to take several more years. The Howard County executive is calling on the county council to extend the state of emergency in flood-damaged Ellicott City another month. Alan Kittleman says it's a, quote, dynamic and constantly changing situation, and extending the emergency is necessary for public safety. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,529, the NASDAQ at 5241. Sports, the Orioles edged the Nationals in the first of their four-game series this week. Steven Strasburg has gone on the disabled list with soreness in his right elbow. He's 0-3 over his last three starts. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, improving in Fredericksburg. Still have one lane blocked. Interstate 95 northbound has come up to Route 3 from an earlier crash. So delays are thinning as we have additional lanes open. However, beyond through Stafford and Aquia, slow. Have the crash north of 610 Aquia. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. Also, a little bit of normal delays through Woodbridge toward the Occoquan. 395. Good start here. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling through town on the freeway, no problems. Coming off of New York Avenue, 3rd Street Tunnel area. Southeast Southwest Freeway looks good. 66 has been quiet. Maryland on 270 with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking weather continuing now. Dry today with a few clouds around. High pressure in, sun's out. Mild morning, but humidity staying in check. 85 later. Overnight tonight, 67 and clear. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Burke, 62 in Waldorf, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
And now the time is 5:37, and we got plenty for you this morning. 6:35, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, making a lot of news. What with 15,000 emails and things uncovered. Actually, you know what? We're going to tell you all those things in just a second. So keep it right here. We got Clinton news right now. Then at 8:05, we're going to check in with reporter USA Today, who's uncovered the truth behind what happened with those swimmers in Rio. And no, it's not what you were told by the mainstream media. And at 8:35, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, Virginia political analyst, on the felons voting and why Hillary is acting like she's already won the state. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, we do. We got like a ton of Hillary Clinton news that you need to hear about. And as is often the case with Hillary, it seems it all has to do with emails. A lot of it does anyway.
There's some voicemails, too.
Yeah, some voicemails. That's exactly where our voice messages. I'll give you the whole thing here. Here we go. First of all, you may be surprised to know that the FBI has found another 15,000 documents that have never been made public, that apparently came from early servers that were then shut down and replaced by other servers. And so they have turned over 15,000 documents to the State Department, and the State Department has got to decide how they're going to release this information. And Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch, who's going to join us at 6:35, is very much involved in all of this. And he says, look, here's the bottom line. State Department is slow walking this information. And this is vital information that we need to have so that we can know what was going on with Hillary when she was Secretary of State. And so the judge has ordered an expedited review of these documents, but they don't get back in court till the 22nd of September. Tick tock, tick tock. Time's running out. It takes a while to go through 15,000 documents.
Now, we just need to be clear on this because I've seen some very sloppy reporting. These 15,000 were uncovered by the FBI.
Right.
And they were uncovered during their investigation of Hillary Clinton and her server. A lot of people are saying, well, now the FBI has found 15,000.
No.
This was they knew about these when they determined erroneously that she had not broken any federal laws, even though we know she has.
All right. So then you know, a lot of the FBI documents and emails and all that stuff that they got in their investigation were handed over to the Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill. Jason Chaffetz, the congressman from Utah, is in the process of trying to figure out, you know, exactly what the FBI did and how their investigation went and what was in those documents. And he's going through them or trying to go through them. them, but there were some complications with that. First of all, one of the things he says is, you know, look, Hillary says, hey, there's nothing in these documents that was classified or sensitive, but he says as they start to go through them, they find that is not the case.
I've got a couple problems with what we have. One is the high level of redactions. Hillary Clinton is out there saying there's not very much sensitive information in there, that she didn't trade in sensitive classified information. It's so sensitive and so classified that even I, as the chairman of the Oversight Committee, don't have the high level of clearance to see what's in those materials. I think the documents are overly classified. We're going to call on the FBI this week to give us a version where there's non-classified, the unclassified material and the classified material redacted so that that could be out there in the public. I think that's the right thing to do.
There you go. So, I mean, one, she says, look, there's nothing in there. Well, then why is so much redacted? If there's nothing there, then why did you redact so much of it? And then she goes on to say that, you know, they say there's no secure information. He says, I can't even look at it. And I'm the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and my classification, my secret classification, is not high enough to look at some of these documents.
Right.
And then
so, but just to be, because I was hearing two different messages from him. So he's saying, Jason Chaffetz is, it appears to me, that either Hillary's been lying all this time, and yes, this information is so damn sensitive that even I can't say it, or the State Department has redacted all this information because it's going to embarrass her. It's not top secret. It's not classified.
Yeah.
It's just going to be politically damaging.
Some of it is just embarrassing, and some of it may be so sensitive that even he can't look at it. And also, he was then asked, you know, well, what is there some perjury charge that might be brought against the secretary? Is that what you're looking at? Here's what he said.
Would you be inclined to pursue a perjury indictment against Secretary Clinton?
What I'm stunned is that the FBI director came before Congress and testified that through their year-long investigation, they never looked at the under oath testimony from Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding me? You're doing an investigation about the email scandal and you never look at what she said under oath? I mean, politicians lie. But when you're under oath, you can't do that.
Yeah, man, he's got a real bug under his, a burr under his saddle, I should say.
Yeah, but he didn't answer the question.
No, he didn't.
Is he going to pursue perjury charges against Hillary Clinton?
I think they're looking to find out what is in the emails, and they can't make a decision until then. Now, I got to tell you this other story about our friend James Rosen, who is always doing good work, has uncovered the State Department call logs for Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills. This is the person who is a longtime Clintonista, goes around cleaning up all of the secretary and the former president's messes. She's long been involved in that process. She's the fix-it girl. And there are 140 messages between Cheryl Mills and Laura Graham. Who is she? She is the Clinton Foundation Chief Operating Officer between 2010 and 2012. And Rosen reports that no individual or nonprofit appears in the logs with anything like the frequency that those communication between those two. And at one of them in August of 2011, Graham, again, who works for the Clinton Foundation, leaves a message for Mills and says, this is about our boss. Well, who was their boss? Is it Hillary?
Well, it could be the boss of the Clinton Foundation, right?
Who is our boss?
They were working for the foundation at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
Who is our boss in this particular case? And goes on to say, please call Bill, WJC.
That would be Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Is looking for her and wants to talk to you before she talks to him.
Mm.
So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that was going on there. They were talking about everything.
Well, the State Department was an extension of the foundation or vice versa. Yeah. That seems pretty clear.
And it's all about pay to play. Is there pay to play? And, again, the Judicial Watch is involved in that matter as well, trying to find out the details on that. And as I mentioned, Tom Fitton will join us at 6:35 to talk more about it.
Right. In fact, we have probably the closest thing to a smoking gun on pay to play between the foundation, a foreign country, and the State Department now in one of those emails.
Involving the Crown Prince of Bahrain.
We'll talk to Tom Fitton about that at 6:35.
It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. President Obama is calling upon Americans to join him in expressing thanks to employers who support members of the Guard and Reserve by proclaiming this as National Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve Week.
Obama encouraged state and local officials, private organizations, and all military commanders to observe this week with appropriate ceremonies and activities. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5, Jamie Witten's getting you to work on time in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sometimes it can be tough to get going, but not when you know that your lanes are open and great around the Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, topside through Silver Spring. I'm not seeing any backups there yet, so it looks pretty darn good. 270, sluggish through Urbana, down toward the exit for 109. But once you get through there, wide open stretch, Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway. Like to see that. Lothian, we had a broken down car on Route 4 as you head toward Talbot Road, but it looks like that's been cleared, so that delay easing, stick with. It's not going to cost you that much extra time, I should say. And in Virginia, northbound 95, better in Fredericksburg. The crash clear now, northbound at Route 3, and then heavy through Stafford toward Aquia. The crash on the shoulder as you pass 610. That's the distraction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather continuing now, dry today with a few clouds around, high pressure in, sun's out. Mild morning, but humidity staying in check, 85 later. Overnight tonight, 67 and clear. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Well, we've been looking at the Silver Spring case. You know, this is the apartment that blew up. Was it a fire that caused an explosion that caused the fire? Well, earlier this week, they determined that apparently the cause of the explosion was a natural gas leak. And that has been determined, and they're in the middle of investigating that matter, and it may be a year before we get all the details about that. But here is something that is rather disturbing. About a week before the explosion took place, a number of people called 911 and said, you know what? I live in this apartment building and I'm smelling gas. Uh-huh. This was unveiled, revealed rather, by WJLA in some of their reporting. Here's a little clip from what they reported.
Oh, I don't know exactly where the gas is coming from, but you can smell it when you come in the building.
That is from a 911 call made on July 25th. It was made more than 2 weeks before a natural gas explosion that killed seven and injured dozens. The man calling is Adrian Boy, who lived in the building where the explosion happened.
It's like, I just wanted to report a strong smell of gas in the building that has been going on for almost like 30 minutes or more.
We called 911.
Aline Varr is a close family friend of Boy's who was there the night of the 911 call. We interviewed her a couple days after the explosion.
911 came. They said they didn't smell anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. 911, I guess the fire department, responds anytime you say natural gas. They take that very seriously. So Montgomery County firefighters responded to the scene. They have devices, actually, that can sniff for natural gas, and apparently they didn't find anything.
Well, do we know that they used those devices? No, because according to that person, they didn't smell anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is interesting, though, because, you know, look, if indeed there was a problem, and many people reported the smell of natural gas, and they brought the fire department out there, and the fire department didn't find anything. Well, did they do due diligence? I think that's the question. And one could argue that, well, maybe they didn't. We'll see how that unveils as the story goes forward, but the really disturbing thing is that there was an opportunity to prevent this tragedy that killed seven people if the fire department had only been able to find that gas leak that was reported by numerous people.
Yeah, and so it, of course, it calls into question. This is one of the nagging problems that a lot of people feel in the D.C. metro area, is that oftentimes when you call that number, 911, you're not getting the kind of attention to what you believe could very well be an emergency that you should. Now, is that the proper thing, though? If you smell gas, do you call 911, or do you call the gas company and have them come check it out? Do they actually have more sophisticated equipment, and are they the ones that should be handling that problem versus fire department?
Or should the fire department be the first responder, and then you call the gas department? I mean, I actually, to be honest with you, I've always heard that if you smell gas, you get out of the building, and then you call 911, and you have them come and investigate it. And that should be, I think, the proper procedure in a situation like this. One way or the other, it's very sad to learn that the signs were there. Something was wrong before this explosion, and they just couldn't track it down. It is now 5:50 on WMAO. Time for a Rush Bell.
Under Barack Hussein O, the Justice Department has grown dangerously extreme. Last week, they filed a court brief that proves it. In an obscure case in Georgia, a man was jailed for public intoxication. He was held for 6 days because he did not come up with the $160 in bail money. Now, the Obama DOJ got involved, and in their filing with a federal appeals court, the regime argued that holding perpetrators in jail because they can't make bail is unconstitutional. In a friend of the court brief, the regime argued that incarcerating poor people before trial solely because of their inability to pay for their release violates the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause. Now, the regime says that a system that only releases those who can afford bail unlawfully discriminates on the basis of indigence. Now, no other administration in American history has come up with such a ridiculous definition of bail. Now, here's what it could mean. A murderer, a rapist, or a bank robber gets apprehended. Normally, the judge would set bail. But in Obama's and Loretta Lynch's world, the perp could automatically get a literal get-out-of-jail-free card if they're poor, setting them free to prey on society again while waiting for trial. Now, this is liberalism, folks. This is radical, dangerous, extreme liberalism. And if Hillary Clinton's elected, you're going to get more of this with even more corruption.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Larry O'Connor here for Principal Medical Group. If you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or same-day appointments, I feel the difference with the concierge medicine model. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and am very impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely, quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Additionally, as area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. So visit Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group in McLean. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones, call 703-663-8824 or go online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is 5:55 now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, it is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It is.
Yes, good morning. And we're off to a pretty decent start this morning. I'm looking at the traffic cameras on 66 because it's really bogging down 66 East to get past Business 234 near the rest area. But I'm not finding anything in the way. It looks like heavy volume, so keep a close watch on that. 95, we're seeing delays through Aquia, out of Stafford, again, Woodbridge. Around the Beltway, great shape for everyone. Maryland and Virginia, hope it stays that way. Knock on wood, 270 volume through Urbana down past 109. We get a break this week from SafeTrack Surge. However, right now on the red line, they're dealing with a switch problem outside of the Shady Grove station, so expect delays on Metrorail's red line towards Shady Grove. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure sliding east, eventually hotter weather coming back, but it looks like a day, maybe another day tomorrow, where we're going to see low humidity and comfortable temperatures. 85 today, some clouds at times, otherwise blue sky. Tonight clear, 67. Clouds and sun tomorrow with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 degrees in the nation's capital, 5:56.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's awesome recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. And congratulations to the Reynolds Team for being named for the fourth year in a row one of the top teams in Virginia by the Wall Street Journal. Listen, this is critical. Don't just hire any agent or one that claims to be an area specialist when really they have minimal reach and risk losing thousands and wasted time having your home shown to tire kickers. You know what I mean? Get Sarah and Debbie's proven home selling systems working for you instead. They're so confident they'll sell your home that if it doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. Start packing tomorrow. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. If you want top dollar in a fast sale, call the only agents I would call to make this happen and the only ones I would trust to sell my home. The Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing today.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. greenbrooktms.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit season premiere tonight, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be joined by Tom Vinton of Judicial Watch, where they are actually trying to get emails that Hillary held back and also try to get at the core of this pay-to-play situation.
Plus, Ryan Lochte has lost all of his sponsors because he exaggerated that story of the armed robbery in Rio. Do you think that's what he deserves, especially considering we're now learning the truth about what happened? We'll tell you about it after the news.